Page Chav Zayin for Parshas Mikitz. It's a small little Torah, but it's again, Kedarko B'Kodesh, it's a good piece. Okay, very simple question. Pasuk says that when Yaakov is trying to figure out what's going to be, things are getting really chaotic in Parshas Mikitz. Page Chav Zayin, this is from Mikitz, from the year Tav Shin. It's the end of 1939. So the Rebbe says, Yaakov says to his children, "V'kel shakai yitain lachem rachamim lefnei ha'ish." Kel shakai, interesting name for Hashem. Kel shakai should have rachmanis, should bring upon you rachmanis in the presence of that man. V'shilach lachem asachichem acher ve'es binyamin. And he should free your brother who is held in captivity, as well as binyamin. And everything should work out okay. Meaning everyone should come back.
Shachalti.
And Yaakov says, "Listen, and if the mission fails and if everything goes wrong, then you know I'm already basically emotionally dead. So I'll just be more dead. Right, but try to get Shimon back. Try to make sure Binyamin comes back. We'll do what we got to do." So the Rebbe asks very simply, "V'navin v'chi shayach li Yaakov avinu yavarchim sha'ish." I have a better idea. Yaakov says, the man who's there should have rachmanis on you, and you should come back. Hashem should kind of cause that man to have rachmanis on you, and Shimon should come back, and Binyamin should come back, and the whole mishpacha should come back. So why is Yaakov davening that this mitzri, in the words of the Rebbe, right, this man who Chashav oso lemitzri. Why are they dying? Why is Yaakov giving you a bracha that Paro's right-hand man should have rachmanis on you? I have a better idea, says the Rebbe. Ulama lo bercham shalo yuchal la'ish lehara lehem v'Hashem yirachim aleihem v'yoshim. Why didn't he say the man should leave you alone and Hashem should protect you? Right? Yaakov doesn't believe it's all from Hashem. Why is he saying Hashem should cause this man, right? As if like, Hashem should, you know, help Yosef, who at this point in his mind is some Mitzri leader, right, to have Rachmanis on you. Why do you want the Rachmanis to come through this Mitzri? Just say the Mitzri should leave you alone and Hashem should protect you. That should be the bracha Yaakov gives his children on the way to a very dangerous mission of Mitzrayim. The Rabbono Shel Olam should watch over you. So you need to understand, says the Rebbe, the name that's used here, Kel Shakai. What is the name Shakai? Aval noda mimedrash rabba, we know from the medrash, Shekel Shakai, that name, Shin Dalet and Yud, hu she'amar la'olam odai, where Hashem said to the world, "Dai." Hashem said to the world, "Enough." Enough what? She'omale amar dai hayu nimtachin v'holchin. When Hashem was sort of creating and unfolding the universe, so the world was in a state of constant expansion. Everything was nimtach, everything was expanding, v'holchin, everything was going. And then at a certain point Hashem said, "Okay, enough." What does that mean? What was happening? What does it mean the world was expanding and going until Hashem said, "Enough"? What exactly is the name Shakai? Shakai is the name of Hashem that has a lot to do with how Hashem operates within nature. So let's see. So the Rebbe explains, Mashahaya oz be'ez b'riyas ha'olam ein lanu asaga. We don't really understand what any of this means. We can't grasp. We have no hasaga of what was happening at the time of creation. Aval le'inyaneinu meramis. But for our purposes, it's hinting to the following. Ki Hashem baras ha'olam kidei shetizgala malchuso yizbarach al yedei ha'olam. Hashem created a world where it's not always obvious that Hashem runs the world. Hashem brings about a giloy malchus, a revelation of himself from within the world. Al yedei ha'olam, by way of the world. The cave and Hashem bara es ha'olam. She is nahig besiva umesovev. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a world that actually has natural principles, cause and effect, again, the rules were created by Hashem. Right? But there is, let's be honest, there is a natural order with which God runs the world. It's al pi Hashem. Right? But there are predictable things. No? That doesn't mean that Hashem can't break the order. That doesn't mean that it's something other than Hashem that created that reality. Right? But if I drop something from here and it falls to the floor, you all expected that to happen. Well, that's because Hashem created such a reality. There's a mitzias. There's a teva. There's a natural way. There's a cause and effect. There's the way that Hashem chooses to run the world. V'derach ha-teva. L'chein yesh lef'amim. Now listen carefully. And therefore, at times, sha'uvdos nimtachin v'holchin mis'achrim v'shoim ad sheha'yeshua ba. But because things play out in a natural way, I was speaking to a young woman yesterday who's just starting to date. I was speaking to her on the phone. And I said to her, you have to be patient more than anything else. Patience is such a yesod in everything. Patience is a yesod in getting close to Hashem. I was teaching some 11th grade girls yesterday afternoon. And one of them asked, why can't we light 8 candles every night of Hanukkah? The goal is that the menorah should be fully illuminated. And the answer is because you can't just wake up one day and have a full menorah. It's a process. You have to be patient. 1 candle, 2 candles, 3 candles. The celebration of Zos Chanukah is that if you keep investing in Torah and mitzvahs, and you try to up your game a little bit at a time, eventually you'll take a step back and say, whoa, look how shalem my life is. Look how full my life is. But you can't wake up one morning and say, oh, it's Chanukah. Now we fill the menorah all the way. There's a lot of... You know, void. There's a lot of vacancy of godliness in our life. There are many openings that need to be properly filled with the light of Hashem. And each night of Hanukkah, one of those gaps, one of those holes in the menorah gets filled in with the Ur of Hashem, with Kiner Mitzvah Torah. So sometimes, says the Rebbe, because there's a Teva, because there's a natural order to things, so the process by which things happen are Nimtachin V'Holchin. As they're expanding, as it's unfolding, misachrim v'shalim, it delays and it delays and it delays. So I said to this young woman yesterday, who just started dating, I said, I'll give you a bracha, halavai your shidduch should come very quickly. But some people get married very quickly. You probably have some friends who are getting engaged already. You have other friends who are just starting to date. Maybe you'll be married this year, maybe you'll be married in 5 years from now. And you have to be patient with the process by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. There's a way that things unfold. It takes time for things to happen. We live in a world where we want everything to happen right now. We want everything to happen, you know, instantly. When it comes to getting good at Gemara, of course it's hard, but if you don't engage it, if you don't work at it, you'll never get good at it. And sometimes you feel like, okay, so like, how much have I really improved? If you immerse yourself in it, whatever it is you're doing, you're davening, you're midos, you're learning, whatever it is, if you're patient, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was patient with the world for 2,448 years before he gave the Torah. That's one of the commentaries in the Siddur HaGra points out. If you wonder, why is Mashiach taking so long? So I'll ask you the same question. Why did Hashem wait 2,500 years to give the Torah? The whole world was built on Torah. Why didn't Hashem reveal it for 2,500 years? In the year 2448, Hashem finally reveals the Torah. Hashem apparently believes in being patient. You'll say, 1,900 plus years of Galus, is Mashiach ever going to come? Hashem. Well, again, I tell you, just like a Baal HaTorah, Hashem believes in being patient. Yeah? It's a klal gadol in life, in everything. Ruchnias and Gashmias. You want to have financial success? Hashem, you want to have financial success? You don't have to buy some crazy cryptocurrency. You have to invest. I was listening. Hi. Oh, Shai's not feeling well. I was listening this morning to someone sent me a David Beshefkin podcast. Kosher Money. It's this new like thing. And he was talking about in yeshiva we need to teach people the basic fundamentals. You know, everyone wants to get like rich right away. It doesn't work like that. Invest your money in a sensible way and be patient. You're 20 years old. You know what kind of return you'll get if you invest in a reasonable, safe investment over the course of the next 50 years? It'll be unbelievable. But everyone wants quick. Everyone wants fast. Everyone wants to go to the top of the chain like in a second. Right? I'm either going to become the Gadol HaDor overnight, I'm going to have a full menorah, I'm going to have $1 million in my bank account. Right? Otherwise, it's like it's too tedious. You have patience. So the Rebbe says, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a world that operates that way. Kel Shakai is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, there's a Teva, there's a natural order. Breishis Bara Elokim. Elokim is Gematria Teva. Elokim is Gematria 86 HaTeva, the Svarim say. Bereishis Bara, the Hashem made a world of Teva. There's a natural order to things. And therefore, sometimes until the Yeshua comes, until you get the Shidduch, until you get the job, until the Gemara clicks, Tosos clicks in your head, it takes time. Watch, a watch pot doesn't boil, as the expression goes. You know, you gotta be patient. sit back, trust the process, make the right choices, and be patient. Until eventually the time comes for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to... So Hashem has a plan of how a Yeshua evolves and how a Yeshua develops. And that's typically how life goes. L'mashal, I'll give you an example how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, lets a salvation unfold. B'derach HaTeva, the Rebbe says, L'mashal, Kesha Hashem merapeh l'chole, when Hashem is healing someone who's sick. No. Who's the rofe echol basar mafli lasos? Who's the doctor? Hashem's the doctor. But you went to the doctor, and the doctor ran some tests, and the doctor gave you medicine, and the doctor told you do this or don't do that. Right? So what are all those steps if Hashem's the real doctor? The answer is it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu operating b'derech ha-teva, through the doctor, through science, through medicine, v'chulu v'chulu. When Hashem brings healing by way of a doctor, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing himself. But since the healing and the doctor, the salvation comes about through, again, these various cause and effects, take this medicine and it will cause your pain to stop. Oh, it works. Hey, it worked. So what healed you, the medicine or Hashem? The answer is Hashem. But Hashem revealed by first calling the person at the front desk and making an appointment, and then waiting 2 weeks and getting the appointment, and then waiting for the test to come back, and then waiting for the medicine to kick in. And that, so this is all the process by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about the Yeshua. L'chein ba al yidei eza sam, it came from a particular medicine, al yidei eza rofe, from a particular doctor. V'tzarech ha-rofe lavo, v'tzvichun l'havi eza sam, the doctor needs to arrive, the doctor needs to provide the proper medicine, v'adover nimtach v'holeh, and the matter expands and evolves and develops. But then the Rebbe says, what's the name Kel Shakai? A little different than the way we usually learn this Medrash or this Maimar Chazal, it's also a Gemara. Kel Shakai, Hashem said, die. Hashem said, enough. The world was expanding and Hashem said, enough. So usually we learn, and I'll tell you how we usually learn in the Svar Makadosha. Listen carefully. How do we usually learn the name Shakai? The name Shakai we usually learn to mean that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing, and then Hashem says, okay, die. Enough revelation. I don't want to play my cards too open, and then it'll be too easy to know what's going on. Da usually is HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulling things back and say, okay, I can't reveal too much. Because if I make it too obvious that I run the world, then there's no Bechira. So Hashem found the balance point, exactly where Bechira, right? Hashem is, if I'm looking for Hashem, I'll find Hashem in my life, but it's not so obvious that it's still a choice, it's still a struggle. It's still a question of what I'll choose. But the way the Rebbe's learning Da'i is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm making a world that's unfolding and developing and evolving in a natural process. It's a process by which things take place. But once in a while, Hashem has to say, die, enough. You've been waiting too long for the Shidduch. The natural processes say that there's still some time left. Hashem says, he hears your cries. You say, Rav Moshe, I can't wait anymore. Fine, good, die, enough. I can't land the job, Hashem. How much longer am I going to wait to get the job? Fine, die, enough. I had a process, I had a plan. But there are chateva, we're still 3 steps away, but we're fine, we'll call it a day. We'll wrap it up. Right? So sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because the situation has become grave, for a variety of reasons, about kishachos v'chalila ha-chola kol kach b'sakana. What happens if the chola is so sick? Right? It's such a dangerous situation. We don't have time for the medicine to kick in. He'll be dead by the time the medicine arrives. They're bringing some type of medicine from Europe to America, right? And it's delayed in transit. And this guy needs the medicine immediately. In the next 6 hours, or he's dead, the medicine's not going to come for another 2 weeks. Or another 3 days. So what do we do now? We have to say to Hashem, I need you to step out of Teva. I need you to reveal yourself. And I need you to save the day. We can't be mekayim this typical way where things unfold naturally. As Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu die. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that point has to say, okay, enough lahamticha v'hamshacha. Enough to the process, enough to the unfolding, enough to the development, the evolution of this idea, of this experience, whatever it is. Hashem says, ad kan. Rak teikaf umiyad, yoisha umalchus shemayim yisgal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to come to the rescue immediately. We're on the 49th level of Tumah. We can't wait a second longer. Okay, fine. B'chipazon. Right? Rush you out of Mitzrayim. Can't wait a second longer. V'chein, two lines from the bottom. V'chein hu gam b'shar Yeshuos. So the same thing is true about all forms of Yeshua, not just when it comes to the medical situation that the Rebbe's giving as a mashal. K'she'ein Yisrael yecholen lamod b'tzaroseyim at shezeh yichvosh v'zeh yinatzeach. The Rebbe says, when you can't wait any longer, for what? For Hitler, Yamach Shemo, for the German army to be defeated by the Allies. We can't wait anymore for the battle that this one should conquer and this one should win. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need you to what? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dai Lamaticha Umiyad Yoshir. Hashem, we need an immediate Yeshua. If we're going to wait for what? If we're going to wait for the American soldiers to come into the concentration camp and save the skeletons of these Jews, they're not going to be alive by the time they get here. By the time the army gets here to rescue us, we're all going to be dead. So if you'll tell me, there's a process, be patient, we're at a point where we can't be patient anymore. And the Rebbe, of course, is doing this b'derech tefila. Right? B'derech tefila, because if Hashem says you need to wait longer, obviously I'll wait longer. But Hashem, from my perspective, I don't feel that I can wait any longer. I'm at my breaking point. Turn the page. Says the Rebbe, with this we can understand, Mitchila olam b'machshava liruas ha'olam b'midas ha'din, Rasha ain olam iskayim v'hikta midas harachamim v'shitva l'midas ha'din. Rashi at the very beginning of Chumash tells us, Bereish is bara Elokim. As we said, Elokim is gematria ha'teva. Hashem wanted to create a world which operated with natural processes. Midas ha'din, letter of the law. When Hashem saw that the world would not last like that, Hashem, again, writing B'lashon Bnei Adam, Kiviyachol, Hashem changed his mind and decided to what? To mix in some Midas HaRachman with the Midas HaDin. To make a shutfas, a partnership between Midas HaDin and Midas HaRachman. But if you read Rashi carefully, what does Rashi say? Hashem was Hikdim Midas HaRachman, the Shitva L'Midas HaDin. Rashi is Bar Elokim. So you read the Torah from a linear perspective, you'll say, oh, so it starts with Elokim, and then later we start to see Hashem Elokim. We start to see some Yudke Vavke. So if I would say, chronologically, when Hashem mixed in some of his Rachmanis, the name Yud and Hey and Vav and Hey, when Hashem started to mix in his name that's a little bit softer, a little bit more understanding, that came after, not before. What does Rashi mean when Rashi says, Hikdim Midas HaRachamim L'Midas HaDim? Hashem, as if he went back and he put Midas HaRachamim first. Again, from the Torah, from a simple reading of the Torah is not true, Bereish is Bar Elokim. So what do you mean Hashem went back and somehow put Midas HaRachamim in the front? And why is it? Why do you have to put it in the front? Why can't, again, if I mix it all up, it's all, you know, I can put the ingredients in a different order. It's all the same ingredients, as long as I stir the pot well. So I put the sugar in first, I put the salt in first, does it matter? Does it matter? Many things that you're cooking like that, it wouldn't matter. So why does it matter over here? Lama od hikdim. Why does it say Hashem was hikdim? Hashem put first. Hayadai l'shatva b'lvad. It would have been enough for Hashem just to combine them. Kishelo yiskayim b'lo rachmim. When Hashem saw that the world couldn't last without rachmanis. So mix in some rachmanis. Why did Hashem have to kind of take out the midas adin, put the rachmanis in the pot first, and then put the midas adin back in the pot? Zehu ha'ikar, it says the Rebbe, because that's the whole point. Kishaina olam iskayim, tzarach gam lahakdim midas harachamim. When it looks like the world cannot play by the rules of teva because the world can't go on like this, so Hashem needs to be hikdim. Hashem needs to what? Speed things up. When on time is too late, is what the Rebbe is saying. If the salvation coming in its time is going to be too late, by the way, the Gemara talks about, based on the Pasuk and the Navi, when is Mashiach going to come? Pasuk says, Be'ita v'achishana. Be'ita, in its ace, right? In ace means its time. And achishana, and I will hasten it. So which is it? Does Mashiach come in the right time, or does Mashiach come quickly? And the Gemara seems to say it might depend on, you know, different options. If we speed it up, we always talk about halavai. We should see the gula b'mheira b'yameinu, right? We want it speedily in our days. We want to see it quickly. But there's a natural time for Mashiach to come. There's an Ita, the Ita, there's a set time. And then there's Achishana. Then they're speeding up that process. So the Rebbe says sometimes, if you're just going to operate with the Bereishis Bara Elokim, with Midas Adin, with Teva, you're not going to make it. The army's going to get to the concentration camp to save the Jews, but they're all going to be dead by the time you get there. That's what the Rebbe's saying. We can't wait any longer. I know you have a plan, but if we do this on time, so to speak, in its time, it's going to be too late. And therefore, we need you to be hikdim. We need you to advance the Midas HaRachamim in order to save us. V'takdim lavo terem shehukva lavo. Therefore, we need you to bring that Rachmanis prior to its proper time to come, so to speak. And now you understand what Yaakov Avinu was saying to the brothers. As they went to what? As they went to stand before Yosef, Yaakov sent a strong message. What was the message? Yaakov Avinu Rosh al Yedeha Ish Sricha Yeshua Salavo. Yaakov understood that the Yeshua has to come through this man. But once the pain became unbearable, when Yaakov had to consider the possibility of losing not only his beloved Yosef, but also his Binyamin, Yaakov Avinu says, I need to ask Hashem for a unique type of Rachmanis. And therefore, what did he say? I understand. This is a galus. Right? Shimon being held in captivity by Yosef is a form of a galus. It's a taste of galus Mitzrayim. I understand. But Yaakov said, listen to what he said. Vekel Shakai. He used the name Shakai. When Hashem says, die, enough waiting. It has to happen now. Vekel Shakai yitain lachem rachamim lifnei ha'ish. Not just lifnei ha'ish in the presence of this man, but Kel Shakai, this name of Rachmanis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should what? Should say enough to the waiting. And I'm not going to, it shouldn't just be, yes, B'derach HaTeva, it's supposed to come through this Ish, whoever this Ish is. Whether Yaakov knew it was Yosef, didn't know it was Yosef. Pashup Shah, let's assume he had no idea who this man was. Some Egyptian guy. So the Pashup Shah, he's saying, this Egyptian should have mercy on you. The Rebbe says, but why don't you ask Hashem to have mercy? He did, he said. Hashem should say, enough waiting for this Egyptian to do things on his terms. Hashem should send his Rachmanis lifnei ha'ish, before the man. Before the natural process where the man decides to let you go. Od kodem shirachim ha'ish, before the ish has Rachmanis. Yirachim Hashem v'yoshiechem. Hashem should provide the Rachmanis and save you. And again, that's why, of course, the name Kel Shakai is used here. V'lechein amar v'kel Shakai. Misha Amr La'olam Odai, the one who sometimes says to the world, the God who likes to operate within Teva, who says to the world, enough, Shalo Yu Nimtachin V'olchin, we can't play out the process. Raktekaf Umiyad Tavo HaYishu. We need the salvation to come immediately. So the Rebbe, in such a beautiful way, is teaching us that again, there is a natural process, and we have to respect that process because Hashem likes to work within that process. Hashem is called a Kel Mestater, a God of concealment. Hashem doesn't like to do open miracles. Hashem doesn't like to do things in an unnatural way. You shouldn't ask Hashem. You shouldn't need to force Hashem to do miracles for you. Yaakov Avinu says, Katonti mikol hachasadim. I'm wasting my olam, I'm using up my merits in the next world by seeing wondrous things in this world. We want to let Hashem run the world in a natural way. Hashem likes, it's part of Hashem's snius, it's part of Hashem's humility. But sometimes you have to say to Hashem, we can't wait. This cholah can't wait. This shidduch can't wait. This job can't wait. This person feeling the light of Torah when he learns Torah can't wait because he's going to stop learning. He's so frustrated that he tries to learn and it doesn't click. It doesn't go for him. He doesn't enjoy it. So Hashem, you can't wait. You gotta let him taste the sweetness of Torah. Bahar Avna, let it be sweet. Let him experience it already. Hashem says, but I have a plan. It's going to take a little more time. No, Hashem, we can't wait anymore. Die. Kel Shakai, say enough, and allow the Yeshua to come immediately. Okay, that's the Rebbe's Torah from Parshas Mikes from the year Tafshin.